BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris and Stephen from Gogglebox play an excellent round of innuendo bingo. We have an international sports star on the show who's got in touch but doesn't want to be identified with a confession. Bangers is back, and then Niall Horan pops up and surprises us all.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
How come I sound worse today than I did yesterday?
You need to go on voice rest, my friend.
I do a bit. I feel better, but my voice is off.
It does sound like you were singing along massively to that Mumford & Sons song.
Yeah.
And now you've got that voice.
Hey, I took my mum out for her birthday last night.
I know you did. Yeah, bless you.
Bit of food. And we got chatting in there to a really nice man who was in there with, I think, his son having like, I think they were having like a birthday celebration as well.
Mm.
But this guy, the older guy, looked exactly like Jerry Springer. And you know, sometimes I'm loud and don't realise.
Yeah.
So I say to my mum, "Her looks like Jerry Springer." He's like, "Yeah, heard that." I was like, "Oh, okay." But he's like, "It's fine, I get it all the time." And that was the icebreaker for what turned out to be a lovely evening with a man called Ken, who
okay.
looks like Jerry Springer.
So it's you and your mum, and then on the other table, Ken
yeah.
and, what, his family?
Ken and his son.
Ken and his son.
But then later in the evening, they obviously, we discussed the fact that it's my mum's birthday. Later in the evening, from afar, from a table over there, Ken sends a bottle of Prosecco over.
No. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, hang on.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, Ken fancies you, mum.
Oh, so it suddenly went from being quite friendly to, hang
well,
on a minute,
I don't
this guy
know.
Is clearly hitting on my mum.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Anyway, so that was fun.
Yes.
Today, at 1.45 on Innuendo Bingo, we have Chris and Stephen from Gogglebox jumping into the wet seat today. There will be plenty of this.
I think I'd be all right, but I think you might succumb to the anaconda, Mary.
I love him. What's his name? Hang on. Michael. I think you would succumb to the anaconda, Mary. He always uses her name, like, every time he speaks to Mary.
I think I'd be all right, but I think you might succumb to the anaconda, Mary.
There'll also be plenty of this.
The place he likes going best is to nurse, you know. He likes going up to old people's home, don't he, best? He likes sniffing. Last time I took him, he had a couple of pink wafers off this one old lady, and then he put his nose right up her skirt, and she gave him a custard cream.
Gogglebox, it's mad how big that show is, isn't it?
I'm really looking forward to this. So, Chris and Stephen from Gogglebox, getting wet at 1.45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Why are you tapping your cheeks with your hands?
Because it sounds like, and I can't do the noise for it, the noise in the background of that is like... You know the people that can do that really
yeah,
well?
Unlike us.
Going back to the restaurant situation, so did Ken next door get your mum's number?
No.
No?
No, I stopped.
Did you block him?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I
you
did
were a block,
him.
Weren't you?
I was the block last night. I was like, all right, thanks, Ken, for the Prosecco, but we're off now. Jono says, wow, sounds like it was a real wild one with your mum last night. Yeah, we went on a mad one. Ken sent the Prosecco over.
Is that why you got the voice? Are we sure that Ken was hitting on your mum?
I'm not sure.
That could have been a curveball.
I'm not sure. Oh, by the way, it's Giles and Mary, isn't it?
Oh,
off
it
of Gogglebox.
Is, yes.
I said Michael.
I think I'd be all right, but I think you might succumb to the anaconda, Mary.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Went to bed last night thinking, did actual Britney Spears happen today?
I know. What a bonkers, bonkers day.
Wasn't it? So, Britney was on yesterday. She looked amazing, to be fair. And we were talking about loads of stuff, and Chris came in like a wrecking ball with this hard-hitting question.
Sam Allardyce has just lost his job as England manager. Were you aware of that at all? Or?
No.
No, next question, Chris. right, we discussed that before, and I was like, don't ask it.
Also, let her answer. She might have surprised you.
The look on the face was like, nope.
No, I agree.
No
the look
idea.
On the manager's face was even better.
Also, she did her infamous British accent for us, which she does on stage.
I don't know what to say.
said, hello, 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 Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
And it turned out she can do an amazing Wakefield accent. As we played, accent, écoutez, et répétez.
Everyone in club, all eyes on us. Everyone in club, all eyes on us.
Yes, Brittany. Yes, you've nailed Wakefield. So if you ever play the north of England, that's what you need to do.
Kind of Geordie as well, I think.
A little bit, but
yeah, that sounded good.
Scottish wasn't as good.
See the boys in the club. They watching us.
See the boys in the club.
Remind you of anybody? Anyway, if you want to relive the entire interview, it's on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for you. All the Brittany chat. And also, it's on the BBC iPlayer radio app. She was on excellent form yesterday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Chris and Stephen from Gogglebox.
Hi. Hello.
You feeling that tune? A bit of you, that?
Yeah, love that.
That's really good.
I just said to him, who is it? Who is it?
Yeah, Emily Sande. She's back. How are you both?
Very well, thank you.
Bit nervous. Yeah.
Ah, it's all fine. I bet you wish you were here yesterday because we had Queen Britney Spears in.
Listen
to the collective gods. That was
She's
good.
Just been at the Roundhouse, hasn't she?
That's right, yeah. She did the gig the other night. But I'm equally excited to have you guys in today because I feel like I know you already because of the TV. I need to talk about this book. It's my new fave.
We need to talk. It's the world according to us.
So when did you decide to write a book and did you actually do it together?
We did it together. So we were interviewed for it.
Oh, about 3 months ago.
Mm. Yeah.
Quite quick.
Yeah.
We're quick writers.
You're very hard workers then. 3 months to get the book out.
We were up day and night, weren't we?
Yeah.
We were like, what's her name from Murder, She Wrote?
Blood, sweat and tears.
There's some great quotes in here, including this one from you, Stephen. When beards go out of fashion, a lot of people are going to realise they've been dating ugly blokes.
It's true. And when Chris shaves his off, he's going to realise he's buzzed too.
When when you first appeared on Gogglebox, you weren't dating then, were you?
Yes, we were. Yeah.
Oh, you were? Okay. Yeah. But then they were like, they're really good on TV together. So even though you're just mates now, it kind of continues.
Well, we had to stay friends, didn't we?
We had to, really.
Had to, yeah, yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't, when we finish filming a series, I'm like, bye, see you in 3 months.
Yeah. But did you ever have an awkward kind of crossover period then on Gogglebox?
No.
Like, and we might not have noticed it from watching it, but secretly were you like, there's his shoes.
Yeah.
Well, I blocked Stephen, didn't I, on Facebook?
Yeah. But luckily we were on a break, as in Gogglebox had finished for the series.
Oh, okay.
So,
And during that time, he kept turning up, asking for cups of tea, so we kind of...
Chris had plenty of time to cry and get over it and move on.
That's what he wants to think.
So your new partners, do they find it a bit odd that you're still, like... Because you've always been mates, I guess, so like you still work together, are they fine with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
totally. We all go out as the foursome.
Not in that way.
Okay, but that's nice. So you wrote the book together. Did you meet up for writing sessions?
Yes. Lots of takeaways,
bottles of wine,
princess fuel.
Do you ever get bored of watching telly?
Sometimes,
because it's your kind of job.
I love it. I mean, I did put on a lot of weight since doing Gogglebox.
The thing is,
I'm Slimming World now and I've lost a stone. Hurrah!
The thing is, when we're not recording, if I'm just at home with my fiance, I still shout at the TV and give running commentary on it.
How did you get picked for this show? I'm fascinated by it.
Well, I was working in the salon and my friend was at reception and this woman walked in who was trying to find people for the show. This is about 6 months before the first series. And she was like, oh, we're looking for some people. And she was like, go and speak to him over there. And so I went over and spoke to her and the rest is history, really.
Wow. And then you introduced them to Stephen.
A star.
A star in the making.
He likes to think he's a star.
That's brilliant. That's so fun.
I just can't believe the chances of that, though, that she happened to be in the same hairdressers and... It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the thing is, so many people come over to us and say, how do we get on Gogglebox?
Yeah.
And the truth is, you just got to get spotted.
Yeah.
Like Kate Moss.
But the show's so big in its own right now that surely there's now time for a show that is a TV show watching you guys watching TV.
Oh, it's too complicated.
Do you know what I mean?
No,
that will go into that sort of weird dimension. That would be TV eating itself.
Yeah, it would.
Is it true that you guys, I was looking on Twitter earlier, there's a lot of talk about you going on Celebrity Big Brother. What's the deal with that? Oh, and we were getting 250,000 each.
Yeah, if they'd offered us that, I would have ripped his arm off.
You actually turned around and said you'd marry me in the house.
Yeah. If that was true. Yeah. 500 grand, yes, please.
We can get divorced.
Yeah. Everything's got a price.
And we can sell the divorce.
You know when we see you, whose house are you in?
That's my house.
Your house, yeah. Okay. So he's around a lot, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And my poor fiance Tony, he's like stuck in the bedroom. But I did want to do a shout out to him because a year ago today he took me up the Eiffel.
Oh yeah,
and he engaged to me.
Oh, engaged to you. He engaged to me. Yeah.
Is your house now like a tourist attraction then in the local area? Do people want to come and sit on the sofa?
No,
do they but not? You do he gets fan mail, and I don't know how they're getting his address.
To your house?
I'm glad not my house.
Yeah, it's a bit worrying, isn't it? I think it's the electoral register.
Oh, no, you've just told everyone how to get hold of it.
No, they can't now because they've come off it.
Right, so Stephen and Chris from Gogglebox, we love them, and they're about to play Innuendo Bingo. Just a bit of water, just a bit cold on the face at first.
I have brought a waterproof. Can I wear it?
That's up to you.
No.
All right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a good one today. Up for it, Chris?
Yeah, I'm really up for it. I'm literally up for it. I feel a lot higher than you two.
Yeah, you've got,
down on
got
the
an advantage.
There.
Yeah. Oh, well. Looking down below on Chris and Stephen from Gogglebox.
Yeah. I feel like the camera that must be in your room, in your front room on Gogglebox. Yeah.
Do you ever, do you eventually just not even realise that the camera's there?
Yeah, because it's so small, it doesn't move, doesn't make any noise. So, you kind of...
Right.
Well, we've done 8 series now, so...
8?
Eight series, yeah. Oh, you know what you're doing.
Wow. Okay, let's put a lot of water in, please. Oh. If you want to see this, it's Gogglebox, Innuendo Bingo, right now on the Radio 1 website. The water may be cold at first when it hits you, so please do not swear. We had a terrible incident with Hodor once. Mm. Okay. As much water as you can in your mouths there, please, and... Firstly, we're going over to PM on BBC Radio 4. And Rebecca Crawford, the reporter, is in Indonesia. Obviously, it's radio, so you can't see it. But listen to how beautifully Rebecca describes the largest bird in the world, or one of them. You can really imagine it.
Annette Piper, the managing director of this privately run sanctuary, takes me to see their cassowaries, the third largest bird on the planet. It has a striking blue skin on its neck and a horny helmet.
Oh, they're going to blow. Okay.
And a horny helmet.
You can really imagine it, can't you?
We're good.
Water, please. Lots more. Over on BBC Three Counties Radio, Nick Coffer is chatting to opera singer Lydia Haynes. She hasn't got the range. Now, it obviously can be a nerve-wracking experience having live guests in the studio, and sometimes the words just come out all wrong.
You've got like a really sort of luxuriant velvet voice, so you must have known as you were growing up that you had a really good tool in your throat.
What? I tried to speak then.
That you had a really good tool in your throat.
Lucky girl.
It's not, it's just what you think. It's in your head. It's in your head. It's all in your know. Okay, watch, please. Next, we're going to Gogglebox on Channel 4, where we get an insight into people's everyday conversations while they're at home behind closed doors. Listen to what Andrew and Caroline get up to. I'm not sure that they showed this bit on TV.
I really appreciate it. You were so...
absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, you were really thoughtful.
I was.
And really patient.
I was.
And really kind.
I was.
Yeah, you really pulled out the stops. I was well impressed.
I did.
Yeah. 30 years I've had of you giving me pearls of wisdom. And now you've actually given me a real pearl necklace. It's so good.
No, Caroline. I didn't see that one before.
No, I don't think they showed that bit. Oh, that was a wet one.
There you are.
More water, please.
Woo.
Chris and Stephen, Innuendo Bingo. It's quite refreshing, isn't it, after a while?
Yeah.
Water.
Not being on the beach, really, isn't it?
This could be how you do Gogglebox in future. Do you know what I mean? Oh, keep the water in your mouth, and when you find something funny, it's an idea.
Don't give my ideas.
No, don't steal your...
Okay. Paul can't have that one.
Let's have lots of water, please, for this next one. You'll like this one, Chris. Over to BBC Six Music now. Now, the presenters on that station, they get so excited about new bands and new artists. Listen to what happens to Sean Keaveney when he presses play on this brand new track.
It was on release last Friday. Ollie Baston, of course, aka singer-songwriter, who is boxed in, essentially. And we're going to play this track from it, the album of the day, which you already know. Jizzed.
How did you get it that high?
That was brilliant.
I've got good aim.
Wow. That track was called Gist. By Boxed In.
Gist.
Thanks, Sean.
Oh, wow.
That took you by surprise, that one, Chris.
Oh, dear. It did, the innuendo did, and then you got the water up my nose. It's like I've dived into a swimming pool.
Has my mascara gone?
It's fine, darling. Water, please. Next, it's Lorraine Kelly on ITV. And here, Lorraine gets an unexpected surprise from Levi Roots off of Reggae Reggae Tops.
Isn't that absolutely wonderful?
It's quite big. I don't even know if my big gob will get round that, but I'll try my best.
Lorraine there was sampling Levi Roots' massive Calypso chicken burgers.
They sound tasty.
Okay, more water, please.
Calypso chicken burgers. He's back.
He's back. Okay, now we're going back to BBC Radio 4. And here's Colin Jagger, Director of Music at Portsmouth University. Now, Chris and Stephen, obviously I know you're big fans of watching TV. Do you like music as well? Okay. See if this is the kind of thing that you would enjoy, this kind of music.
And I thought, that can't be what Sullivan wrote. And sure enough, when I looked in the autograph score in the Royal College of Music Library, it wasn't in E-flat, it was in D major. And then the keys work perfectly because he sets you up for D and he gives you D.
You did what?
Because he sets you up for D and he gives you D.
Don't explain it. Colin talking about key changes in music there on BBC Radio 4.
He sets you up for D and he gives you D.
Okay.
If you know, you know.
Water, please.
Over my head.
Even more radio. Just fine, let's move on.
I'm spitting over myself. What? You know.
More Radio 4 now. And it's Gardener's Question Time. Put the water in your mouths, please. All sorts of people ask questions on this show. Gardeners from all over the UK. But what are the chances of having this name and coming from this place?
London, N1P1RU. Details of all of those, of course, on the Gardener's Question Time pages of the Radio 4 website. Another question, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxon.
What a great name.
And listen, where he's from.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxon.
No way.
Oh, what a dude.
He's made that up.
You couldn't write that, could you?
He's the best.
That's going to be my new favourite clip. Now, I'm going to go over to Bake Off now.
Oh.
Last week's Bake Off.
That's full of them.
I hope Val doesn't mind me saying this, but she was one of the more mature bakers in the competition. Obviously, she left last week. But it's because of her years of experience that she's able to achieve things like this with such confidence in the bake-off tent.
While the rest of the bakers race to start their first prove...
It's a little bit wetter than I usually make it, but it's better to be wetter than it is to be dry.
Oh, Val. Okay.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxon.
Good afternoon.
And one more.
Right, let's do it.
Over to Jeremy Vine's show on Radio 2. They do discuss a whole range of subjects.
What is his name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah, yes.
What's going on?
What's his name? Sarah.
Okay. More water, please.
There's a reason for it, though.
Well, now I'm trying to work out if I should ask the reason or ask about the earring.
No, no, it's actually quite simple. The school incubated some eggs and they named all the chicks after some teachers. So we have Sarah, Mary and Adam. And Mary and Adam are turned out to be girls and Sarah turned out to be a cock.
And that was Chris and Stephen from Gogglebox, Innuendo Bingo. And what a game it was. Thanks very much, boys.
We're very wet now.
That's this new book, We Need to Talk, is going to be my toilet reading of choice. Thanks very much for coming in. That was awesome. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm getting quite a few people asking today, including Laura on Twitter. Mills, do you know anything about this Niall Horan solo single? There's lots of rumours flying around, and it feels like there's something in the air.
This is the rumour of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, so a few people are asking this. It looks like there is going to be a new single from Niall. You thought he was just swanning around playing golf all the time, but he's actually been doing some work. And we think it's called This Town. Basically, this radio station in America tweeted that they were about to play it, and then they took the tweet down. That's all we know at the moment, but I can smell there's something in the air.
Yeah, it feels like something's brewing.
Something's going on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, hi, this is Radio 1. That was James Bay and Best Fake Smile.
Your voice is on the wonk.
It's a little bit wonk today. It's worse today. I don't know why.
Yeah, and it's...
But I feel better.
Almost like it's gradually getting worse.
Thanks.
Sorry, no...
Thank you very much.
No, I'm being honest.
It's because I have to use it a lot, darling, for my profession.
Is it insured? We've had this discussion, I think.
No. No, it's absolutely not. Do you think it should be?
I thought it would be, yeah. Right, bangers, one on it. What are you saying?
Okay. I'm saying that I'm going to win. There's someone here who's... Is it Danny Howard whose hands are insured or something?
Yeah.
Or have I completely made that up?
I think this is a classic case of real or no real, not remembering what is real and what's not real.
That could have been a made up one, but I seem to remember something about it.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Stuart.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good, thank you. You're in Edinburgh.
Hey, I'm on my way back to Edinburgh, yeah.
Okay, where have you been?
Hey, I've been in Liverpool working.
What do you do for work?
I'm a motivational speaker.
Oh, yes.
Cool job.
It's very cool. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Okay, so what do you do, like conferences and speeches and that?
It varies. We do workshops and sessions in schools right up to the sort of, like you say, conferences with corporate audiences and whatnot.
So would you say you're a very positive person?
I certainly try to be, yeah.
Okay, can you give us maybe some motivational words? Because it's like...
Because Scott's been losing a lot in bangers recently.
Yeah.
I'm on a good spell. So how would you motivate Scott?
I think, I'm on the spot a wee bit, but I would say today isn't really a win or lose situation. It's more of a win or learn situation.
Yeah.
So regardless of the outcome today, lads, just come back stronger tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, I love it. Do you know what? I wish I had someone like you around me all the time.
Mm.
Just always a positive spin on things.
I'm sure we could come to some sort of deal, yeah?
Okay, good. Right, here's what I've got for you today. It's quite kind of mellow.
Okay.
But I think it's a great song.
Yeah,
Outcast. I've known this for ages.
It's not a bad banger.
It's not, is it? Way You Move, Outcast is my banger today.
Right. And I've got you a completely different option if you want. This is a massive song by the Cortinas, Not 19 Forever. Scott, main stage Reading and Leeds this year. Absolute scenes.
Very different, very different.
They are indeed very, very different, I would agree. I think they're actually quite reflective of the two of you as well. I think Scott's is very Scott and Chris's is very Chris as well.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I think, though, however... I've got a wee confession to make. One of you guys has actually picked one of my favourite songs completely. One of my favourite songs altogether.
I will be amazed if this doesn't go my way now.
My decision is very much is very clean in my head, and without question it's going to have to be Chris.
You know, like That is a proper banger. I can't argue with that. I cannot argue with it.
That's one of my favourite banger choices I think I've done so far.
Cortina's Not 19 Forever. Most people agree with you, to be honest. I knew as soon as you said one of you have picked one, my favourite song of all time that it wasn't going to be me.
Even I was thinking that. No, because your one is a tune. But
it wouldn't be anyone's favourite song, yeah, would it, ever?
That's it.
One of you has chosen my absolute favourite song of all time, and it's Scott. And this comes on. It just wouldn't happen. I'm putting that one back in at some point.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Chris, here's the situation. We now have somebody on the phone who is quite a famous international sports star.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've been told that we're not allowed to actually identify them because they're worried about the reaction from their teammates if they admit to something on the radio.
Yeah, they don't want their identity to be known. But it's something to do with this, which we did on the show recently.
Is it strange to sort of tickle yourself on the train? Now, do you remember I received a massive backlash about this with people calling me weird. You're such a freak, Chris. Why would you go and tickle yourself on the train? It was that Google autocomplete game, wasn't it, that we sometimes play?
And you came out with some incredible things that you do.
Yeah. But the great thing about this caller, though, is they'll be able to testify that I'm not the only one, or I'm hoping that anyway.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Now, I've changed your voice a bit. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
To protect your identity. Would you rather be lower or higher?
Anything that isn't me.
Anything that's not you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's too low.
Shall we give you a fake name as well? Because obviously we can't use your real name.
Yes.
No, that's too high. Hang on.
That's too high.
Oh, that's really high.
Okay, I think we're good with lower. Would you like a fake name?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Any preference?
I go for Deborah.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Debs.
Thank you.
What would you like to say?
Well, I heard that Chris was getting a big backlash from tickling himself.
Yeah.
So I decided to sort of have his back. And there's a few occasions where I woke up in the middle of the night and my arms are like vertically in the air. And I've been tickling myself.
What? What do you mean your arms are vertically in the air? Who sleeps like that?
Well, apparently I do when I'm tickling myself.
So in your sleep?
Yes, yeah, so you just wake up in the middle of the night, both arms are fully outstretched, and you're there tickling yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Do you know the problem with this call now is, like, it is great having you on to back me up, but I really wish we could identify you because you are... you are a very famous sports person, and this is why you don't obviously want to admit to the tickling thing, right?
I would never live it down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. And none of your teammates know about this?
No. And hopefully it'll stay that way.
Right. Do you think your voice has changed enough so that they won't be able to recognise you?
I guess we'll soon find out.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, though.
See, I did say teammates there because I'm just assuming that you play on a team.
Yeah, I'll give you that clue. It's a team sport, not an individual sport.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it is frustrating this because I would really like to say.
And everybody will be guessing now who it is or trying to.
Are you sure we can't just say who you are?
Yeah, I'll let you stop and not do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Fine. Okay. But it's interesting to know that famous sportsmen and women are suffering from the same problems that I am. That it's not even a problem, are doing the same kind of weird stuff that I get up to.
Just sometimes reassuring to give yourself a little tickle, isn't it? Is that why you do it?
It is. Well, I don't know what I'm dreaming at the time, but maybe I just want a little cuddle or something.
Yeah. In the same conversation we were having that day, I also admitted to kissing with my eyes wide open. So if we really are similar, famous sports person, is that something that you do as well?
I'm sorry, Chris, you're on your own with that one.
Oh, rubbish.
Do you wear a kit when you're playing your sport with your teammates?
The point is, Scott, she doesn't want to be identified. Keep asking questions about her.
Do you wear a kit, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Where is the... Okay, here's a clue which I think you can get away with. Where is the last country other than in the UK that you've played? The last place you've been abroad?
South Africa.
Okay. Yes. Was that recently?
Fairly recently.
Okay.
I'm worried this is just homing in on the information. Anyway, so you're a famous sports person who likes to tickle themselves. Main headline here being, see, Scott, I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
There's always someone stranger than you.
Yes.
While you've got the voice changer on, mystery sports star, is there anything else that you want to admit to? Because no one's going to know who you are. So you might as well just get it all out there now.
I used to have a strange thing about evenness.
About what?
So, evenness.
Evenness.
So if someone hit me on one side, I'd have to tap myself on the other.
What do you mean?
That's so strange.
If someone what?
Say, someone hit me on my right arm.
Someone hits you on your right arm?
Yeah. I'd have to hit myself on my left arm just to even things out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. Can you tell us some weird stuff that your teammates have got up to recently?
When we've been away on with the sport,
yeah.
One of them in the sleep has nearly hit another one with a lamp.
With a lamp?
How?
Yeah, like sleep. Well, she was sleep, walking or moving, whatever.
What? So you're in a hotel, one of your teammates got up with a lamp and tried to attack another teammate?
Yeah, the one that was asleep and woke up with the lamp overhead and had to grab it.
That's so good, literally getting lamped by one of your teammates. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I really like this as a future theme on the show, where we get loads of famouses on and they just admit to loads of stuff because they've got a voice changer on.
And they can be anonymous like this. Yeah, let's do more
of this. It's great. It's like therapy.
It's good, isn't it?
Is this quite liberating for you? Because I guess you've got to be quite careful what you talk about normally.
Normally, I do. You just feel free now.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. It's quite a good service for famouses, this, Scott.
Also, can you tell some other famous sports stars to get in touch?
I'll try and pass on the message.
But you'll have to do it without admitting that you are yourself. But you could just be like, oh, I heard this amazing thing on the radio earlier.
Let's get more revelations from famouses using the voice changer. If you're a famous, get in touch. I promise you won't be identified. All right, thanks, mystery sports star.
You're very welcome.
And send our best to your teammates as well.
I shall do.
You've been particularly successful of late.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yes, okay. Good.
Love you, bye.
Bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. Someone says, was that a Man United player confessing on air? We did say that it was a girl, right? Because she gave
I don't know if we said that.
No, we said... Oh. But she wanted to be called Debs.
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Like, someone suggested it was Jimmy Anderson. I can say it's not Jimmy Anderson, but he might have wanted to be called Deborah on the radio.
Know.
You know?
It's like sometimes when I ask you to call me Helen... Just
yeah,
I like
but that's what I'm saying. I don't even think it's because you like it. I think it's if you're going to give a fake name to really throw people off, you go probably for the opposite sex.
Helen, yes. The Scott Mills Daily. Bourbon by Gallant on BBC Radio 1. Not to be confused with the biscuit Bourbon, of course. Hi, Greg.
Lovely biscuit.
Oof.
You all right?
Yeah, voice is a bit weird, but I'm all good.
You sound good.
Thanks.
I think you're nice. It's like husky.
Thanks. Nice. So, just found out that we've got on this show tomorrow, Busted.
Yes.
They're back on.
Yeah, there's... have you heard... Can I talk about this? Probably not.
What?
Song. There's a song. Yeah. They've got a new album.
You've heard it, then, obviously.
I heard it.
I haven't heard it
I yet. Have.
You've heard it?
Yeah.
Well, where are you having these secret meetings then? Because
we weren't together.
We have secret meetings.
So it's not going to be what you expect at all.
Well, it's going to be Busted.
It is Busted, but that's about it. Am I right, Greg?
Okay,
you're not wrong.
So which of my favourite Busted songs is it like?
None.
Really?
No, I don't think
Sleeping
that you,
with the Lights.
No, I don't think that you would even know it was Busted necessarily.
No, you wouldn't. It's good, in a good way.
Okay, wicked. So Busted on tomorrow.
But it sounds nothing like the ones that you like, any of them.
Well, that's both good and bad news then, isn't
it? No, it's going to be good news because I think you'll like what they've come up with.
Okay. I agree.
Because it's because all the elements are still there. If you like them, you'll like it.
They're back, busted, tomorrow on this show.
You really can't do that in that voice that you've got at the moment.
No.
They're back.
And here's Real or No Real.
Like Dot Gotham.
Here's Real or No Real.
Former American Idol winner Kelly Clarkson will be turning on the Christmas lights this year at the White House.
That's Whoa. The gig.
That is a good gig.
That's the one. If you're turning on Christmas lights, it's not the best thing, is it?
Is it not?
It's not like
where will you be turning on the lights this year?
That's the thing. It's that you don't. It's a bit. It's the high street. You go, well, okay, but the White House, yes,
okay.
Those are the lights you want to turn on.
It'd be the greatest honour of my life.
For what?
Although I don't believe in turning on another town's Christmas lights. I think you should be from the town that you're turning the lights on for. That's my belief.
Okay. Well, so let's just say if I was turning the lights on maybe in Bromley this year, would you have a problem with that?
No, I would like to do that because I was born in Bromley.
Right.
I'm from Bromley originally.
Oh, that's really awkward.
So please don't slag off Bromley.
For me, it feels a bit
the
like
London Borough.
Playing for the national team, but you're not from that country. That's sort of what it feels like for me.
So you do Watford, and that would be an honour.
I would do that or like a borough that my family have been in.
Okay. But here's the thing, I actually am doing Bromley.
No, you're not.
But you've got no links to Bromley.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, then you shouldn't be doing it, in my opinion.
Well, now I'm annoyed.
It looks like with Alice off of Tattoo Fixers.
Do you not think the town will
I
turn on you?
I think she is from there. What?
Will the town not turn on you for not being...
I'll just say I'm from there.
Why aren't you doing Eastleigh?
Yeah,
that's where you should
do
be
Eastleigh.
Doing.
Eastleigh. You're from there.
They've missed a trick. Are you actually doing Bromley's Christmas lights?
Yeah.
Is that embargoed? Well,
that's mad.
I don't know.
You've blown it. It's not even October.
It's a surprise.
Are you announcing that right now?
Yes.
I'm sure you're not meant to have.
Hang on a second. They won't have even put the platform in yet.
No,
they won't even thought about it.
Security and everything.
They probably haven't even got the bulbs out to check them from last year yet.
No, that's just my thing. I reckon Kelly Clarkson's turned on a fair few Christmas lights.
Do you?
Yeah. And she's now made her way up to the White House. She's got a good speech, a good repertoire.
She also has one of the best Christmas songs in recent years, Underneath the Tree.
That's true.
Real or no real?
Wow. I mean, that's the one to get, isn't it? Real, yeah. Got to be real.
Yeah.
As Greg said, massive gig. Go on, real.
That one is real.
Yes. So, it's an eclectic mix. You've got Kelly Clarkson, Chance the Rapper, and Yolanda Adams. They've been invited by Obama to take part in the National Christmas Tree Lighting Concert on the 1st of December at the White House. And as part of the ceremony, Kelly will be flicking the switch on the White House Christmas lights.
What do you have to prepare a speech when you go to Bromley?
I have no idea, Greg.
I can help you prepare a speech.
You're going to have to say something sincere about your time in the town.
Talk about the Glades shopping centre.
Yes, I'll be near the Glades, I think.
Well, why doesn't Greg do it then?
Talk about my old primary school, Raglan Primary.
Right, okay. I'll write all this down later. Yeah. And next.
A greengrocer's in California that specialises in apples has been inundated with callers trying to buy a new smartphone.
Oh, right.
I see what's happened.
California, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there must be loads of greengrocers that specialise in apples, given that that's what greengrocers do, isn't it?
Yeah, very much.
They specialise in fruit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? All greengrocers.
Yes. And greens. Yeah.
And greens.
So on that basis then, all greengrocers in California must be getting these calls.
How annoying though. Hello, I'd like to buy a new phone. Oh, no.
No.
You're calling the wrong place.
Who's calling up to buy a phone?
Yeah.
I know. Like
in the age where you literally buy everything on a phone.
Well, yeah. So you'd call it a phone, you wouldn't be ringing up.
Hello, I'd like to buy a phone.
I want
please.
An Apple.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, who's ringing a greengrocer?
Hello.
Don't really need a phone, do they?
Inundated with callers, that real or no real said. I think this is no real.
Is this a bit like do you remember the man that was called John Lewis? He used to get all the calls.
Oh, no, he got all the tweets.
And the tweets.
No, what it was is the, for now we'll call it Juan Lewis.
Yeah, sorry.
But Juan Lewis had the actual Twitter handle. He was a person.
Oh, yes.
And so every Christmas time when the adverts came out, he got all of the tweets.
But he got all the grief and people going, it's rubbish.
He'd reply to them all.
That's brilliant.
Did you see this amazing thing this week? You know there's that new phone that hasn't got a headphone thing?
Mm.
someone did a hack online, a fake one, which was if you drill into it,
I saw that.
Then you can make your own headphones.
I saw that. And people were actually doing it.
Oh, don't do that.
No, but they were doing it.
People were surprised that it didn't work.
But has a greengrocer in California that specialises in apples, who specialises in apples, been inundated with callers trying to buy a new smartphone?
Well, I'm actually going to go real on this based on what Greg is saying, in that they're all drilling holes into their phones, so are now calling greengrocers.
So, okay, and Greg?
I think it's probably real.
That one is real.
Yes, it's the Fruit and Vegetable Apple Store, that's what it's called, in Green Bay, California. Specialises in a large variety of apples. They've been inundated with calls from punters trying to buy the new iPhone 7 and also to book in their repairs, because it is called Apple Store.
Repairs. Apple's repairs.
And next.
If you fall out with Rob Kardashian, he will tweet your telephone number to his 6.7 million followers.
Not okay.
Not okay.
Well, that seems a bit stupid, because if he tweets your telephone number, surely then you are very likely to have his telephone number, so you'd just tweet that yourself.
Yeah. Well, you were, didn't
you? You know what I mean? Because for him to have your number, you
must
have
been texting. Straight for revenge. It's like, well, you do it, I can do it too.
Not that I'm saying you should do that, of course.
Yeah. It's a bit like I had the same phone number for absolutely years, and then some idiot DJ on another station gave out my phone number because he was annoyed with me.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah, like properly gave out my number years ago when I was on Radio 1, and he had some problem with me. I don't know what his problem was.
What was the revenge?
I don't think he's on the radio now.
He's long gone in your dust.
Why don't you give out his number?
No.
Give me his number now.
I don't have it.
See
what
was
his
is.
Name?
I don't want to say it.
Come on, what's his name?
Because I think then it gets very personal again all of a sudden, doesn't it? There's no need for that.
Okay.
We're bigger.
We are.
I want to read out Scott's number now.
No, let's not read out any numbers.
If I read out yours, would you read out mine straight away?
My number has nearly been given out again.
Yeah, I gave a digit of Scott's number every time. Every time, at 2:30, he tends to go out and get a breath of fresh air, but every time he was late coming back and I was put in a position where I was on, I'd give out another digit. So most his number has been given out.
Real or no real, Rob Kardashian will tweet your phone number to his 6.7 million followers.
0784.
Real or no real?
That's the bit I didn't give out. I'm going to go real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes, he did it to his sister Kylie Jenner. Rob was so mad that his baby mama, Black China, wasn't invited to a baby shower. He tweeted out Kylie's mobile number. At the end of that round, a real or no real.
It's a draw. We're both winners. 30 points each.
Yeah.
Smashed it.
Smashing it today. Thanks, lads.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
There's been a lot of social media rumour and speculation today about this... this Niall Horan solo song.
Right.
Apparently some radio station in America tweeted they were going to play it, and then they took that tweet down, so that got the fans going. I can tell you now that we are about to have a pop emergency, guys.
What?
Yeah.
A real one?
Yeah.
Not a false alarm?
No, very soon. We are going to... Well, I think we're going to be able to play it. Yeah?
I love these written down notes. This is okay. This is how recent we've even heard about this.
The news is coming into us right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Niall, you little sneak. I just thought you were playing golf all the time. He's just tweeted that he does have a song. He's been working in the studio. He wants to share this song with you guys.
Wow. Okay.
Really kept that quiet. So that's happening.
It's kind of amazing that this has been kept under wraps.
How did they keep it so under wraps?
This is, wow. Okay, so I'm looking at his Twitter now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you've got it there, right?
I've got it here.
You've got it.
Yeah. I mean, this has literally just happened. This is I love things like this. It's so exciting. And... Okay. We I believe we have a message from Niall.
Right.
Which is always nice. I bet you any money that he calls me Scuddy. Even though he knows I don't really like it.
Scuddy.
Hello, Scuddy.
Should we start calling you Scotty?
No.
What if Niall says it's
the
thing?
Niall says it's good.
Yeah, that's
what do you think the track's gonna sound like? Any idea?
I think it'll sound really sweet. Because he's a sweet boy.
Quite melty.
It's going to
in
be
a good
way. It's going to be really... All the...
Hang on, I've got the message here.
Okay. Hi, Scotty. All right, Greg. It's Niall here. This is my first Radio 1
play of my debut single, and I'm really, really excited, so thank you so much. Here's my single, This Town. Hope to see you guys soon.
Let's play it. New No Horror music on Radio 1.
Waking up to kiss you and nobody's there. The smell of your perfume still stuck in the air. It's hard. Yesterday I thought I saw your shadow running round. It's funny how things never change in this old town. So far from the stars, everything comes back to you.
No Horan and This Town on BBC Radio 1.
Lovely. We knew it would be sweet.
It's super melty.
You said sweet, and sweet is what it is.
He's a softie, isn't he, old Niall?
Isn't he, though?
Do you want to hear another surprise?
Well, they're really coming in today. Go on.
He's going to be on my show at 5:10.
What?
Yeah.
Did you know that all along?
Maybe.
Oh, you little sneak.
You're all in on it together,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, you and Horan, you're all in it together.
You've concocted a plan.
If you want to hear him, 5:10 this afternoon, you'll hear him. People are going, obviously, the directions are going mad.
Absolutely mad. But
there's a video here of Madeline, and she just tweeted it to me. She just said, when Niall Horan's song come on, they're in the car together, her friends, and they're just all with their hands over their face, just screaming.
Know. It's caught so many people by surprise as well. There's people in offices going, shut up,
I want to hear it. This is gorgeous, says Sarah. I wasn't expecting this. What a shock, but it's the best.
Also, a big shout out to Chris, who is a big fan of the show. He says, shout out to the highways and the byways.
I know. It's good that the byways are getting mentioned as well as the highways.
I never thought that would be an R Horan lyric.
No, I didn't either.
Highways and byways.
We love you, Niall. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow, we're back from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1, and our guests will be busted. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.